This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas gunmen battled Israeli forces trying to push into Gaza's largest refugee camp on Sunday, but despite the fighting, U.S. and Israeli officials said a deal to free some of the hostages being held in the besieged enclave was edging closer. About 240 hostages were taken during Hamas's deadly cross-border rampage into Israel on October 7th, which prompted Israel to invade the tiny Palestinian territory to wipe out its ruling Islamist group after several inconclusive wars since 2007. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Yemen's Houthis claimed on Sunday they seized an Israeli ship in the southern Red Sea. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Yemen's Houthi faction on Sunday said they'd captured what they said was an Israeli ship and taken it to a Yemeni port. A statement from the group said, quote, "We are treating the ship's crew in accordance with Islamic principles and values." But Israel said earlier the Iran-aligned group had seized a British-owned and Japanese-operated cargo ship with no Israeli owners or crew. The Houthis, an ally of Tehran, have been launching long-range missile and drone salvos at Israel in solidarity with the Palestinian Hamas militants Israel has been battling in the Gaza Strip since October 7.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Argentines headed to the polls on Sunday in a closely contested presidential runoff with two starkly different visions for the country's future on offer of an electorate simmering with anger at triple-digit inflation and rising poverty. Supporters gathered to cheer around their candidates, casting their own votes on Sunday. Economy Minister Sergio Massa and outsider Javier Milei. This is VOA News. A third round of United Nations negotiations to try to deliver the world's first treaty to control plastic pollution has drawn more than 500 proposals from those involved, participants said on the last day of talks on Sunday. Negotiators who have spent a week meeting in the Kenyan capital at talks known as INC3 have until the end of next year to strike a deal for the control of plastics, which produce an estimated 400 million tons of waste each year. Environmental group Greenpeace said a successful deal would require the United States and the European Union to show greater leadership than they have so far. Officials trying to reach 41 workers who have been trapped in a collapsed tunnel in northern India for 8 days are contemplating alternative rescue plans after snags with a drilling machine caused them to halt digging. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
A new drilling machine arrived at the accident site in Uttarakhand state on Saturday to replace one that was damaged while breaking through the rocks and debris. Rescuers are hoping the new machine will enable them to drill deeper into the rubble of a collapsed road to fix wide pipes for the workers to use to crawl to their freedom. R.S. Rao, director of Border Roads Organization, says at the site another option is to make a hole of about 4 to 6 inches through the tunnel top so we can deliver life-supporting materials. He adds, if the strata permits, then we would try a 3-foot-wide hole for the trapped workers to climb through. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Congo President Felix Tshisekedi launched a re-election bid on Sunday in a packed-to-capacity stadium in the capital, Kinshasa, urging voters to give him another mandate to consolidate his achievements. More than 43 million registered voters are eligible to take part in the general election and presidential polls on December 20th. He will face 25 other candidates in the presidential race, including a 66-year-old former ExxonMobil executive who came in second in the 2018 election. The Hunger Games prequel movie is the box office winner this weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Lucy Gray won't survive a minute inside that arena.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, opened with $44 million in ticket sales in North America, according to studio estimates. Trolls Band Together, featuring an NSYNC reunion, debuts in second place. The Marvels drops to third, followed by the horror flick Thanksgiving at number four. Five Nights at Freddy's is fifth. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.